Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
This is Donald Trump, and you're listening to The Rich Cioli Show.
Thank you, Mr. President, even though you clearly don't like Italians, but I'll take it. 855-839-1210. Joke from earlier in the show. If you missed it, I don't know what to tell you. That's why you should podcast the show. Do that. Listen to the podcast. The whole show. This is one of those radio shows you got to listen to all 3.5 hours to get it. That's the truth. All right, let's go to my buddy John Hoyt of FOP Lodge 5. John, I know it's been a very long 48 hours for you, my friend. How you doing?
Rich, all things considered, I'm great. Thank you, and thanks again for having us on.
Of course, absolutely. The FOP Lodge 5 Survivors Fund is such an incredible fund that helps out in times like this. I know that you've spoken to some of your fellow officers, the ones who were shot the other night. How's everybody holding up?
I am just constantly impressed and amazed at the resolve of our Philadelphia police officers. Myself and some of the executive board with the National FOP Conference in New Orleans and flew back immediately, and I spent all yesterday, along with the rest of the executive board, in the company and in the homes of these officers that were shot and the homes of the officers that were trapped inside that house. And, you know, how strong their family is, the Philadelphia neighborhoods that they live in, and supporting them. I'm just impressed beyond belief with these officers, and I'm in awe of them. That's the best way to put it. I'm in awe of them.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to go visit them, John. I'm in awe, too. I mean, to be shot and then to be able to take a bullet like that and then to be able to leave the hospital that quickly, and it's amazing. These are like super people.
They really are, and I say it all the time. I truly believe in my heart that the Philly PD is the best in the business. And the other day, the events that went down and how everyone came together, and with everything that was going on and how insane that scene was, there was no officers running away. It was just more and more officers running to help. And that kind of speaks to what our department is.
Yeah, the level of professionalism is unbelievable, and the fact they took the suspect into custody alive, all of those factors, it just by the book. I mean, an outstanding operation. And John Hoyt, as you think about what your fellow officers need right now and their families need as they're dealing with all this, what are some of the things that they need that the FOP Lodge 5 Survivors Fund can help out with?
Well, this is, you know, what, thanks to you, Zioli Army in 1210, what we've been talking about for years now, is this Survivors Fund enables us to rush to their aid right now. And, you know, remarkably, most of the officers' injuries are not as serious as we know they could have been. So it's not even medical money. It's not that. It's making sure that there's food and drink for them, for their families that come to visit, you know, for their significant others. It's one less thing for them to worry about. So what was nice is by the time we got to the houses, they all had fully catered dinners, refreshments, anything they need. And they're in awe of what the FOP has done for them, but more importantly, all that money raised by the citizens of Philadelphia for the Survivors Fund. I mean, that's what it's about right there. This week is a perfect example.
Yeah, and it's easy to make a donation for if you want to help, and this is a great way to help, and every amount counts. Just go to FOP5.org. Your money's going to go directly to help these officers and their families right now. John Hoyt's with me, Lieutenant John Hoyt with the FOP Lodge 5, great friend of mine. I think you're a terrific guy, John. You really are. You are one of my favorite people. I think you're such the way you wear the shield and represent the police department is so incredibly admirable, and I know you've had an incredible career, even though you're such a young guy, in a number of different capacities in the Philadelphia Police Force. And you told me that one of the officers who was trapped yesterday actually worked for you.
That's correct. I appreciate that. I was in his home, spent some time with him yesterday. And it's funny. if you know, I don't know that they liked the term that they were trapped, because they felt like they were completely under control and they were ready for whatever was coming.
Really?
And yeah, they were. I mean, they constantly impressed. They were very calm. And if you were from people that heard the police transmissions, I think a lot of what happened that day and the way it happened was a result of how calm and on top of it and in control they were. But it's the other things that you're not thinking about. It's not just the gunman downstairs. There's no air conditioning, so it was hot. It didn't smell very good in there. I mean, it was, and they were there for hours. So then you start to go into dehydration, cramping. There's a lot of concerns. But do they have
their SWAT gear on? I assume it's got to be incredibly heavy equipment and armor and stuff, right?
Well, the strike force officers that were inside the house did not, because they had their everyday gear, you know, not anticipating what was going to go down. And, you know, it's a large city and there aren't unlimited funds, so the equipment is always an issue for us. But these officers continue to do above and beyond what is expected with what they have.
Wow. And when they were in there, when they were inside and they're on the outside, everybody's trying to get the guy to surrender. They're on the inside. What were they communicating back to command in terms of what was happening?
Well, not to get into too many details, but they were definitely able to get back to command what was going on inside, some of the communication that the shooter had inside, and more importantly, most importantly, how what their level of comfort was, that what their status was, and you know what they thought they would be able to do if the shooter came upstairs. But like I said, professionals, like you can't imagine, they set themselves up so that if the shooter did come upstairs, they were ready for him. Not to mention managing prisoners upstairs at the same time.
Right. Yes, it's a great point. Absolutely. We know the names of the officers who were shot. Officer Burkett, 26, on the force 2 years, shot in the left hand. Officer Gunter, am I saying that right? 32.
You are. And I was in both their homes last night and yesterday afternoon, and just how positive these guys. And you know, Burkett, 2 years on, and just unbelievable professional. So thankful for everything. Again, the Survivors Fund, so thankful for us. And they're almost like they don't, you know, they just, you get the sense, yeah, we did our job. We did what anyone else would have done.
Officer Nathaniel Harper, 43, 19-year veteran assigned to the narcotic strike force, shot in the left leg. Matthews, 31, Officer Matthews. Justin Matthews, who was on the force for 3 years, assigned to the 16th District, grazed wound to the left leg. So, I mean, it's amazing, too, you know, the range, John, in terms of veterans and also new cops, you know, and really just a true range here. Officer Parker, 32, an 11-year veteran assigned to the narcotic strike force, grazed wound to the head. That, I still can't get over that. That Officer Parker, Sean Parker, shot in the head and survived. I mean, thank God. How close? It doesn't get closer than that, right?
It sure doesn't. And to be able to walk out of Temple Hospital hours later, I mean, what more can you say? How do you add on to that?
No, he's a badass. They're all badasses. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is the kind of stuff that you can't even imagine, the kind of strength these people have, these officers.
It's the truth, and from what I'm hearing at the scene, it was as chaotic as any that's been. I mean, we're lucky enough to have a lot of military veterans and in our ranks that have been involved in combat, and some that were there said it was as crazy as anything they've been involved in anywhere.
Ryan Waltman, 42, 12-year veteran assigned to the 39th District, shot in the right hand. So... Well, thank God they're all going to be okay. And you know, as John has mentioned, this is how you can help if you want to help and step up to the police to put their lives on the line for us every day at a time they really could use your help. FOP5.org. There's a button, donate, click donate. You can just make a donation right then and there. It's going to be put to great use. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much the families need. It's like they can't go shopping right now. You know, the little things we forget and we don't think about, they're not in a position to do that. They need help. The FOP Survivors Fund steps up to help them with that stuff.
That's a full service. And as you said earlier, the nice part is it's run and managed by us at the executive board. So just about every cent of every dollar you donate goes right to the needs of the officers. And the website's great. If you want to drop it off at the FOP, we're always happy to do that. And like I always joke around, I'll come get it. However people want to donate, we appreciate it more than you can imagine. And also, I want to touch on the Blue Sox versus NYPD game that we were talking about a few weeks ago. And again, the Zeoli Army and everyone that came out, we raised over $17,000 for Survivors Fund. Awesome. And Andy Chan's family. And the Philly Blue Sox pulled out a come-from-behind win and beat New York 4-2.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's excellent. That's outstanding all around. Love it. Love it. Next year, we got to make sure we do, we got to bring like a section. We got to own a section at that stadium, I think, is what we got to do.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
It was so much fun. It's always such a great night, and looking forward to next year. But again, thank you, Rich, 1210, Zeoli Army. I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh, listen, it's our honor to help. And the lodge, I should mention this, the lodge is in the far northeast. It's a great place. It's open to the public. You can go in there and you can have drinks and food. The food's outstanding. You can go by. You can also make a donation when you go up there, and you can do it and just go by the lodge. And hopefully we're going to do some events at the lodge this coming fall, too, which would be a lot of fun as well. So you can go up there and make a contribution. This is not an easy time to be a police officer in this city. Right now is probably, I'd say, the hardest time probably it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, there's a lot of negative we can dwell on. But, you know, what makes it easier is the support. I always say this, Philadelphia loves its cops. It really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we saw some images from the events the other night that nobody likes. And, yeah, there's always going to be that small amount of people that are going to be like that. But there was also people bringing cops water and, you know, the constant fundraising, the Survivors Fund. This town loves their cops, and thank God they do. But, yeah, we'd love to have anybody come up, get something to eat, drop off a check. And, you know, we're selling our Help Wanted T-shirts right now for the district attorney's office.
So I think that's great.
Feel free to buy one.
Help Wanted, new district attorney for Philadelphia.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's great. Let me I played this clip earlier, John. You probably heard it, but I want to play it again. The women who were so happy the police were there. I can imagine this got to make you feel good. I know this is why you decided to become a cop. I know this is why you did it, for example. Take a listen.
I thank God for these cops. They good people. Don't say nothing bad about them. They kept us safe the whole time. The whole time. They kept us safe. By the permission of God. Huh? I live on the second floor, and that's where all the...
We got a little bit of room here, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Come on, sweetie.
I just want to go in.
Yeah, John, that's got to make you feel great.
It does. And, you know, that was my experience for years on the street, that was just as common as anything else. And, again, there are some elements that we don't get along with so well that don't care for us, but that's okay. That's usually because they're preying on victims, and we're the ones mandated to stop that. But, you know, it doesn't sell newspapers to print that we're getting along. It sells newspapers to print that, you know, there's a real issue. And, like I said, the citizens of Philadelphia love their cops for the most part, and I choose to focus on that.
Well said. John Hoyt, FOP Lodge 5, please be generous to the Survivors Fund. They need you now. Please step up, FOP5.org, or go by the lodge and drop off a check. John, I know you got a lot to do today. God bless you, buddy, and all the officers of the outstanding Philadelphia Police Department. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, will do. Thank you again so much to everybody. We appreciate it, Rich.
All right, John. Take care, buddy.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.